Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, this week we're talking about what Dr. Prather calls the most important thing you can do for your health. But first, Dr. Prather, why don't you give us a COVID-19 update? What is new with the COVID-19 guidelines of the CDC?
The CDC has actually changed some of their guidelines on close contact. They've also updated on race as a risk factor. So there's some new information on that. And then also on the status of the COVID-19, where it's at.
These are new guidelines.
So some new things that are going on in that.
Okay. So let's talk about the first one, close contacts. What has changed about that?
Well, one of the things that they've said is that you have to be around someone about 15 minutes and then within 6 feet to actually have any type of a chance of actually catching it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing, you know, that can help to reassure people. But one of the things is they updated is it can be multiple times. So they had a guard who actually was exposed to a prisoner, but he had been there multiple times. So it was actually the total amount that he was around the person.
Okay, so it could be like 7 minutes one time.
Correct.
7 minutes another time.
So they had said it had to be like 15 minutes continual.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're saying is that it has a lot to do with the amount of infection load. And that's one thing that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So who is most likely to actually spread it? Well, one, it comes down to how infected the individual is. In other words, how much of a virus that you're actually getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the environment. So if you're outside, your chances of actually getting it from someone just passing by is actually very little.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that we've seen is some places that we've walked by someone, you know, they kind of avoid each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where you're actually thinking of the other person is one reason to kind of avoid people so that you don't get into people's space. But to be honest with you, you're not really going to transmit it that way. Because
mm-hmm.
I've even had some people say, you're walking too close to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, walking by, and you're outside. You're not going to transmit it in that type of instance.
Okay.
But one thing is if you have someone that you're continually being exposed to and they have a large infection,
mm-hmm.
then you have a greater chance of actually getting it. Now, the other thing that's involved with that, you know, is a ventilation. And, of course, in the prison, they have very poor ventilation, and it's indoors. So the things that you really need to look for is, one, how sick the individual is. Two, what is the area that you're having the exposure? Is it in a poor ventilated indoor area,
mm-hmm.
or is it outdoors? And then three, what kind of contact are you having? You know, are you having close contact where you're actually touching someone, or is it you're just passing by? Those are the things that are actually looking at it, but they have found multiple exposures. One of the reasons that nursing homes
mm-hmm.
are such a problem is because you have a closed-in type of area, and then you have multiple people who are actually sick. Healthcare workers are more at risk because they're exposed to quite a few people who are actually very, very sick. So it's on a continual type of basis, and then it kind of overwhelms the immune system. So the things that you're looking at this is how much of exposure of the virus that you're actually getting. What is the viral load that's coming at you?
Mm-hmm.
Two, what is your resistance level? So those are the things that you actually have to look at the whole process and how that actually plays out.
Okay, and let's talk also about race. How does race play a part in the risk with COVID-19?
Well, one of the things is they've come out with a revised type of how much of a risk is actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about a 3 times risk. Now it's 4.5 times greater risk if you are Black or Hispanic or Native American or Alaskan Inuit.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be a much greater risk than even what they had thought before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking about a 3 times greater risk, but now it's at 4.5 times.
Wow.
Is what the numbers are.
Why? Do you have any theories on that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's actually one of the theories that the CDC put out, is that when you have darker skin, you actually require more sunshine for vitamin D. So one of the big factors is vitamin D deficiencies.
Mm.
So that's one thing that's considered. Also a higher rate of diabetes, kidney disease, and hypertension. are all different types of factors, but those also could be involved with part of the vitamin D deficiency.
So that risk now is up to you an increase?
It's 4.5 times greater chance.
Wow.
So, you know, this is a real problem, mm-hmm. and putting people at risk, which causes a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And that vitamin D is very important.
Important to vitamin D. And one of the things is that they're not really saying, you know, that you really need to get out there and get those things checked. If you're just looking to see what you can do along those lines, some very quick types of things that can be done is get your vitamin D and zinc level checked, and vitamin A level, because those three things can play a real big role on your immune system, mm-hmm. and how well you can actually resist that. And those are pretty easy to check. So that's something you should discuss with your doctor. If they're not aware of how to do that, then seek out someone who does.
Mm-hmm. Is COVID-19 still a pandemic?
Yeah, and that's a real interesting question, because the CDC has actually been measuring its levels along those lines here in the United States. And it is actually approaching more of a going below the epidemic levels, you know, on a local basis. Pandemic is sort of a global type of thing.
Okay.
Epidemic is local, and it is actually dropping the number of people who are being hospitalized on that. So we could actually see, even though the numbers are increasing of people who are actually catching it, the rate of hospitalizations and deaths, the percentage on that is going down.
Mm, that's encouraging.
It is encouraging.
Yeah, you tend not to see that part of it, just about numbers increasing.
Well, one of the things is that we've talked about how the media mm-hmm. plays up different types of things. And yeah, we've got an increase on the number of positives for the COVID-19, but hospitalizations and the death rate is actually holding pretty steady on that. Mm-hmm. So it's something that is good. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they talk about is we're all hoping for the vaccination. But the very best vaccination is actually getting the infection. That's really been vilified mm-hmm. within the media. And I'm not quite sure why, because really, as we're looking at a coronavirus vaccination to help to stop the COVID-19, it's along the lines of a flu. So it's probably only going to be at the most 40% effective.
At the most.
At the most. And it would probably be something that would probably have to be done on a yearly basis. The best vaccination is to actually get the infection mm-hmm. and build up the immune system.
And like you've said, too, people could have it and not even know it.
The numbers are 20% of the people seem to be immune to it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just from past coronavirus infections, 40% of the people have no idea that they have it, absolutely no symptoms, 20% have mild, and the other 20% are the ones that are having definite symptoms, and you know, it's actually a big problem for them.
So what are the trends of COVID-19 statistics?
Well, the trends along those lines is that we do have an increase in the number of cases. Number of cases are 8,249,000 in the United States. The deaths are 220,362. But, you know, if you're looking at the increase on that, it's a 1.4% of those who are confirmed, and they readily admit that we're probably missing about, the numbers are probably 3 times greater. So again, the death rate is really lower. Mm-hmm. One of the main reasons is we know how to treat it now. Much better results along those lines. So as we're going along, we don't want people to panic and think that having COVID-19 is a death sentence, because we're actually treating a lot of people for PTSD from that. Mm-hmm. Where they've just been traumatized because of the sensationalism that's been associated with it. So having a realistic look at this is something that's really important.
Yeah. And I know many listeners have said they appreciate us being fair and balanced about it. It has given them hope.
One of the biggest problems that we've had with the news media is it's based on ratings. Mm-hmm. So if they can get sensationalism, if they can get things that are kind of blown up along those lines, then that's what they like.
Right. Well, up next, Dr. Prather is going to tell us the most important thing you can do for your health.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
Well, let's talk about fascia restrictions. Fascia is kind of like a shrink wrap that surrounds every muscle in our body, and it can become dried out and lose elasticity, leading to more tension and stiffness.
One of the interesting things that they've been doing research, and this has just come out within the last 2 years, is that the fascia is one single organ. It's as much of an organ as your liver, heart, or kidneys. So all the fascia in your body is completely connected with each other and
wow.
intercommunicates with each other. It's the main thing that determines your posture. Matter of fact, it has a very big effect on the nervous system. So as you can get the fascia back into alignment, it can actually change how the nervous system works. And much of the muscle is controlled by the fascia material. And if you look at the low back, it just covers the entire low back.
Really?
So oftentimes your low back problems is connected to the fascia material. Fascia is really where rapid release comes through. One of my good friends, Warren Hammer, that's his main thing, is fascial. Actually, I introduced him to the rapid release. He came to my office. I was working on him, doing some adjustments. And then I took the rapid release and went over it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What is that?" As soon as he saw the rapid release, it's just revolutionized his treatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing he teaches now, is how to release fascia with rapid release.
A lot of people are tight in their glutes. The piriformis syndrome will get them in a prolonged stretch and run the rapid release over that just for a few minutes. Big changes.
Oh, yeah. It, again, revolutionizes fascial release.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Since 1893, the Wheeler Mission has been ministering to the homeless, poor, and needy in central Indiana. The Prather Practice is honored to be partnering with the Wheeler Mission to help meet the immediate needs of those they serve, and we're inviting you to partner along with us. Right now, the Wheeler Mission has a need for masks, bottled water, and new unopened underwear in all sizes for men, women, and children. The Prather Practice is now collecting these items for the Wheeler Mission, and you can drop off items at our office at 8902 North Meridian, Suite 101. The Wheeler Mission exists to provide Christ-centered programs and services to the homeless and those in need. Their vision is to see every man, woman, and child they serve equipped to be productive citizens who enjoy lasting success in Christ. Your gift turns this vision into reality. Learn more about the work of the Wheeler Mission and how you can help by visiting their website at wheelermission.org.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
This week, we're talking about what Dr. Prather calls the most important thing you can do for your health. Atlas orthogonal, which is a specific upper cervical technique that we use here at the Prather Practice.
Correct.
Dr. Prather, you're board certified.
I am.
I believe the only one in the state of Indiana that's board certified.
I am.
So, without having to spell it, what is atlas orthogonal? It is so funny when people call and they say, I'm looking for an atlas. Or
you kind of know what they're trying to say.
Right.
But most of them kind of stumble over that word.
Uh-huh. Orthogonal.
Orthogonal.
So, what is atlas orthogonal?
Well, the atlas is the top bone of the vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your 7 cervical vertebrae and the top one on that holds up the head, therefore atlas, like atlas holding up the world.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small bone holding up a very large skull. So the
some of us larger than others.
Some of us larger than others.
Some of us heavier than others.
Right. You can vary on head weight between 15 and 30 pounds.
Wow.
So there's quite a difference on that. And then the atlas itself weighs about 2 ounces. So you can place it on your hand. If it's a dried bone, you can actually blow it off.
That's, you know, it's really amazing that that holds...
Your head up.
Your head up that weighs between 15 and 30 pounds.
Yes.
And moves and rotates and...
Right. It's what's called a freely diathyroidal joint, which means it moves in all directions.
Okay.
That's why you can swivel your head all around.
But not like carry or the...
Right, yeah. You can't be like an owl and turn your head halfway around. There is a limit. But the atlas is what makes your head so movable and being able to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very small bone in a very critical area. And then orthogonal just means at right angles. In other words, one of the things that we talk about here and we keep drumming in mm-hmm. is that we are a structure function office. And the atlas is one of the most important parts of the structural part because the atlas is right at the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, all the things that you don't think about. Heartbeat, how your lungs work, pH of your body, your digestion, all that is controlled by that area of the body. So it's a very critical area, but it's also a very vulnerable area because you've got the very large head, very small atlas.
Speak for yourself.
I have been accused of having a big head at times, but so it's a very critical type of area. But we want that at homeostasis. Homeostasis mm-hmm. is balance. So there is a perfect balance of that atlas. And as you achieve that, it has a huge neurological effect on the body, which results in a large physiological effect. So structure affects function, function affects structure. All those things work together for homeostasis in the body. And the atlas is absolutely one of the most critical parts of keeping the body balanced. And the orthogonal talks about that. There is a perfect position for that atlas. And we try to achieve that perfect position. Mm-hmm. That's what we are doing. And the better that we can achieve it, the better health the person will have. Has huge effects on your health.
Does the whole nervous system go through that?
The entire nervous system goes through that area.
Okay. Does it do that with any other vertebrae?
No.
Interesting.
Once you start there, then you start the whole cycle, and you have an entire cascading effect. The body wants to keep the head level, so it will shift the whole rest of the body to try and achieve a homeostasis of the atlas. In other words, it tells the rest of the body what to do, and the rest of the body accommodates to that atlas.
And that's why it's so, so important.
I really don't get good results throughout the rest of the body if I don't get that atlas set.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most important parts of our care here. Matter of fact, when I first started out, the atlas orthogonal was the first thing that I was involved with.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the basis of my whole healing in the plans
when you
of
started
my practice.
Out 30
right.
years ago. Over 30 years now.
Over 30 years, yeah.
I liked what
okay,
you
we
said.
Don't need to remind me of that.
The autonomic nervous system, you said, it's when things we don't have to think about.
All
I never thought of it that way.
Sure.
But that makes sense.
Right.
Your heartbeat, your...
Yeah.
I know you've touched on this a little bit, but I want to reiterate it. Why is the atlas area so important? Is it protecting that brainstem?
It is. It's a area in there that has huge effects. One of the things is that the atlas orthogonal has been featured on the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Oz has talked about it
mm-hmm.
with the atlas orthogonal. It has had many different types of publicity. Very, very positive because people are seeing such a wide range of benefits. It's something that Dr. Sue, who is one of the top biomechanics specialists in the world, said that the atlas orthogonal technique was one of the most important aspects of balancing out the spine and one of the most important aspects of spinal health.
Mm.
So it has a tremendous amount of backing, has a tremendous amount of scientific peer-reviewed studies done on it. It is a system based on mathematics, something that can be reproduced and also something that can be studied. And when you're talking about the science of health, nothing gets more scientific than mathematics, because that is something that's kind of irrefutable. And the Atlas Orthogonal System is based on mathematics.
Well, let's talk about how long does it take to become an Atlas Orthogonist? You're the only board-certified Atlas Orthogonist.
Orthogonist.
I knew I'd mess up somewhere. In the state.
You're actually doing pretty well. That's kind of a complicated thing to talk about.
Well, I've been around here for 25 years. And I know it was pretty extensive training.
Yes.
Considered an upper cervical technique. And
right.
So tell us a little bit about the education to get to that point.
Sure. I decided to become a chiropractor, and I had researched it, and I talked to the top chiropractors, and I said, what is the most important adjustment to make? Mm-hmm. And every single one of them said the atlas. That has the most wide-reaching effects on the health of the body. And I said, what's the most difficult? And they said the atlas. Matter of fact, a lot of techniques, they just stay away from it, because it is such a, you move it a millimeter, and you can have a huge effect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be doing the Atlas, you have to do it right. So it was the major key, and I wanted to get people well.
Mm-hmm.
I had personally had a tremendous amount of benefit from Atlas work. And so I searched around and said, who's the best at this? And everyone said Dr. Roy Sweat down in Atlanta, Georgia. So I decided to go down there and go to school at Life Chiropractic College. It's now Life University. And also study with Dr. Sweat. So before I even started school, I started interning with him. And the entire 4 years that I was down there, I interned with Dr. Sweat.
I didn't know that, the whole 4 years.
The whole 4 years. Mm-hmm. I even started working there before I started the school.
Mm.
So it wasn't very long, about a month, but started with that. And took all the courses. As soon as they offered the board certification, I got that done.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the very first class of the board certification program. So, on average, it takes about 3 years to become board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal.
And that's added on to your chiropractic training.
That's added on to your chiropractic training.
So, it's not for the weak at heart. I mean, you have to be committed.
Sure.
And it's difficult. Not everybody passes or gets to that point, right?
Right. It is something that is considered a specialty.
Mm-hmm.
Within the chiropractic profession. Now, I do a lot of other different types of techniques along with that. Dr. Sweat encouraged me to. And what the Atlas Orthogonal, it has been recognized by many other very major techniques as the best technique for the upper cervical. So there's a very famous system called Gonstead,
mm-hmm.
which the Gonstead practitioners all acknowledge that if you want to get the neck down, you need to do the Atlas Orthogonal also. Sacro-occipital technique has also recognized Atlas Orthogonal. The Activator also said if you really want to get into the higher levels of adjusting, then you add the Atlas Orthogonal. So it is a specialty that can be added to a lot of other techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about adjusting the upper cervical area, the Atlas Orthogonal by far is the best technique. And is acknowledged by many of the other chiropractic techniques. And then if you want to get really good at the neck, you also add the Atlas Orthogonal to it. There's a connectivity
mm-hmm.
that the Atlas Orthogonal is really trying to encourage, that it works with other techniques too, but it is something that is a specialized and very important part of any type of chiropractic care.
So why did you choose to become an Atlas Orthogonist?
I had a personal history with my own health, which was I had Graves' disease, which is a autoimmune disease of the thyroid. And the thing that helped me was an upper cervical adjustment. The Atlas Orthogonal technique literally saved my life.
Mm.
It had an immediate effect on my numbers and was the key to getting my thyroid disease under control.
Wow. And that, how old were you then?
At that time, I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you had been sick for a while with
I had been sick
Graves
for a while
disease.
With the Graves' disease, yes. And I really didn't like the alternatives on the medical. I didn't want to destroy my thyroid. I wanted to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get it fixed, not just the symptoms taken care of, or my thyroid killed and be dependent upon thyroid medicine. I wanted to get it fixed, and I have No symptoms or indications that I have Graves' disease at this point. Graves' disease oftentimes does go into Hashimoto's eventually. So that is something that, as we've worked with that, my thyroid numbers are absolutely perfect right now.
And I remember you telling me, I didn't know you at the time, but after that Atlas orthogonal adjustment, you had, well, before that, you had stunted, your growth had stopped.
Right.
And
because I developed that at 14.
Wow.
Then I got the adjustment and saw an immediate difference. I actually grew an inch at that point.
Wow. Exciting. We come back more on the Atlas Orthogonal Upper Cervical Technique.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Uh-oh. Recently they introduced the breakfast hot pocket, finally. I can't think of a better way to start the day. Good morning! You're about to call in sick. Have a hot pocket for breakfast, a hot pocket for lunch, and be dead by dinner. Dead pocket!
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
If they had a massive amount of let's really make sure that people are healthy, let's start doing a whole bunch of vitamin D and zinc testing on people, give them the products that they need, not only the COVID-19 would be under control, a lot of diseases would be under control. It's maddening to know what is available and what can be done, and you have all these medical experts
waiting on the vaccine.
That they hope will be effective. The flu vaccine's at the best, very best year. It's a 40% help. There have been years where it's been zero. They've already acknowledged on the COVID-19, you're probably going to need two vaccines. You're probably going to have to get it at least every year, and it may or may not be effective. We've got these hopes on this vaccination. There are better ways of dealing with this.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna kill my head.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
This week, we're talking about what Dr. Prather calls the most important thing you can do for your health. The Atlas Orthogonal Upper Cervical Technique. Dr. Prather is an AO. You can call it AO, right? For Atlas Orthogonal.
Yeah, as long as you don't mean it for anything else.
Well, sometimes I do.
Being my wife, I can understand that.
How many Atlas Orthogonists are there? And I had forgotten, too, you were part of the first group. Dr. Roy Sweat is still alive. You just saw him this year. He's in his 90s.
Yes,
91. Still seeing patients.
Still sees 30 patients a day.
Because this is a gentle technique. It's not hard on the chiropractor.
Correct.
And not hard on the patient.
Right,
it's
right.
It's a non-force. So, see, you could be working into your 90s.
Oh, great. I'm not there yet. I just want to point that out.
No, you're far from it.
But I was in the very first class under the Atlas Orthogonal Program. There were six of us. And I was in the original class, and I was in the original class for the board certification. Mm-hmm. So I've been around in it for quite a long time.
Right. And Dr. Roy Sweat's quite a character. I love when you imitate him.
He is definitely quite a character. He's great. You've met him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he is quite a character.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is. To think that, I mean, he invented this technique.
He did.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the history of the Atlas Orthogonal?
The idea about the Atlas was first started with B.J. Palmer.
And who's B.J. Palmer?
And B.J. Palmer, D.D. Palmer was the inventor of chiropractic, and B.J. Palmer was his son. B.J. Palmer started the Palmer School of Chiropractic. kind of took over the mantle from D.D. Palmer. And he was the one who first invented the HIO technique, which is the hole-in-one. And it was an upper cervical technique where they'd use a toggle recoil. And I learned the toggle recoil quite a bit in school. That was one of the techniques that was taught. The Alice orthogonal wasn't taught, so I used that in clinic. And then Dr. Grostick was the gentleman who then took the HIO technique and turned it into what was called the Grostick technique. So it was a modification along those lines, and he had done a tremendous amount of pre and post x-rays and found that not always did the HIO produce the results that he wanted. So he did a lot of different types of experimentations, a lot of pre and post x-rays to find out what worked the best. He found that you didn't need to give a thrust in. It could be much more gentle and even over a little bit longer period of time. So he'd invented the Grostick technique, which is the original upper cervical specific technique.
Okay.
It was done with hand.
Better name than hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Were they golfers or something?
Yes, he was a big golfer, so that's why he liked it. So the Grostick technique, and then Dr. Sweat was the first person certified to teach under Dr. Grostick. So he was his protege. And one of the things that Dr. Sweat said is, you know, we need to take this to a higher level because it was pretty physically demanding.
On the chiropractor.
On the chiropractor to be able to generate the force. Chiropractors weren't able to do it.
Into their 90s, into like their Dr. 90s. Sweat.
Right. And then some of the mathematics wasn't actually correct. Mm-hmm. So he perfected the x-rays for the analysis. He also invented the instrument adjustment because it was much easier on the doctor. But then you also got better results. So he invented the instrument and then invented a whole series of analysis and equipment to go along with that to make that possible.
Interesting. So is Atlas orthogonal safe?
It is. It is a non-force technique. So you're not thrusting into the neck. You're not getting popping and snapping. Mm-hmm. It is a very mathematical, and we are moving the Atlas millimeters. So it's been rated extremely safe. Whenever they've kind of analyzed it, they say where some people, many doctors, I've got several MDs who come into us mm-hmm. and refer to us. And one of the reasons is that they don't like the idea of twisting the neck, and the Atlas orthogonal is all done within the normal range of motion. There is no movement of the neck while mm-hmm. you do it. So you're laying down, have your head placed on the headpiece, the instrument comes down, and then it's a non-force, non-thrust technique. So it's a percussion adjustment, so it's basically impossible to really hurt anyone with it.
Well, and I know, I mean, we just got a malpractice reimbursement check.
Right.
How many healthcare professionals get that? Chiropractic has the lowest malpractice.
Chiropractic has the lowest malpractice. My nurses pay more.
The nurse practitioners pay more.
Well, nurse practitioners definitely pay a lot more.
Oh, you're talking about RNs, too?
RNs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is comparable to a medical assistant malpractice.
The chiropractors.
Chiropractors.
Wow.
And how much we pay.
Yeah, we got a nice check back.
I know.
That's great.
Because there's very little payout on, you know, with chiropractic. So mm-hmm. it's a very safe type of technique. It is something that medical doctors feel very comfortable referring to. Other practitioners also, and patients feel very comfortable because they know that 85% of the population don't like their neck popped.
Mm-hmm.
15% do. If you are one of those who, 85%, who don't like their neck popped,
that
we can make
me.
We can make the corrections without that, and very excellent corrections.
So are x-rays required prior to this adjustment?
They are. You need to be able to figure out the angles and the proper position. That's mm-hmm. one of the things that really takes the longest within the Atlas orthogonal board certification. You have to prove that you can do it.
Yeah, I've seen your x-rays with lines and
right.
I still haven't figured it out after 25 years. That's okay.
So we get that all figured out, know exactly how to make the correction, get the proper angles to put that back in, even the head height and the angle of the headpiece needs to be precise. Mm-hmm. That's all based off of the analysis of the x-rays. So we do not do an atlas orthogonal adjustment without proper x-rays with a good analysis so that we know exactly what we're doing.
And it's nice you review the x-rays with the patient. They see exactly
right
what's going on.
And usually it's very obvious.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah, that doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm. Our bones, when we can see what our bones are doing.
Right.
And where they're placed, yeah.
It makes perfect sense once you start working with that. And then the corrections are excellent.
So how is the adjustment done, the AO adjustment?
The AO adjustment is done through a percussion instrument. So there's no downward thrust of the instrument. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's very funny, Jody, my scribe in there, she says, I love whenever the Atlas Orthogonal, because everybody comes up and I check it and they're all amazed at the changes that mm-hmm. take place. But one of the things they always say are you kidding me? Did that actually do anything?
Right.
Because they didn't feel anything.
There's no force.
But one of the things that we had found is when I was with Dr. Sweat, when he first was starting to work with that, he had a downward thrust on the instrument. Mm-hmm. But he would watch it on cine-radiography, which is moving x-rays. And when you did that, the harder he thrust, the deeper he thrust, the less movement he got. Because the body would resist it. And
right.
to overcome the resistance on that, it would require too much force. So what was found out is that the body does not pick up percussion force. In other words, it doesn't feel it.
It doesn't brace itself.
You know, mm-hmm. if you have a thrust coming in, it's going to protect that area and it's going to tighten up.
Yeah.
But if you have a percussion force,
interesting.
You can't feel it, so the body doesn't resist it, and the neck moves over just like butter. So I have to explain that to people, and they say, well, you know, it's just kind of weird. And I said, yeah, it's a different way of doing it.
You're weird.
But you can, I am.
You upper cervical doctors are weird.
We are. We are kind of a different breed.
Yeah.
They say, well, I can't argue with the results. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Well, it makes sense. I was in a car accident.
Right.
I didn't see it coming. Structurally, nothing. You checked me after.
I checked you and you were fine.
My neck didn't go out. Structurally, nothing went out.
Right.
Because I was relaxed.
Right. But what happened the time before when we got hit from the back?
And I saw it coming. Yeah.
Right.
My neck went out.
You were a mess.
I was a mess.
Because you braced.
Uh-huh.
You got tight.
Right.
That's why drunk people
don't
get injured.
It sounds like I'm in a lot of accidents.
Yeah, there's only two.
And they weren't my fault, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So why is an instrument superior to the hand adjusting? Now, I know you do you both, but on this upper cervical.
Right. I was trained in both techniques. I took training in NUCA, which is a basis of the old Grostic technique, mm-hmm. with the hand, with some modifications by Dr. Gregory. And then also the instrument adjusting. And the instrument adjusting, the difficulty with the hand adjustment is, one, I've got a big old fat hand.
Yeah, everybody's hand's different.
Yeah, I got a big old fat hand and trying to slip it.
You have nice hands. Huh?
Oh, thank you. When I try to slip it right there on the atlas, it's not that easy. You know, whereas before we've got about a centimeter, little round instrument.
Yeah.
Where it comes in exactly and you can make sure that it's right on the spot that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my big old hand, it's like, well, I think I'm kind of there.
Talking about your big old hands.
Well, I think it's kind of right there. And then also it can get at angles that I cannot get my body into. One of the problems with a hand adjustment in the upper cervical, you have to get in some pretty odd positions to be able to deliver the proper angle. Whereas I can slide that instrument into those positions, and it's much, much easier to get those in the exact instruments. And then as we're doing it, I get an immediate measurement on each of the different types of angles. So the instrument has the angles that I'm coming in on. I know what I want to get, whereas before I was trying to get my body into those angles, and I said, I think I'm in the right position.
Yeah.
With the instrument, I know.
That's why it's mathematical.
It's mathematics. It's a precision adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a global adjustment. It's a precision adjustment.
I like that.
And the precision of it is what makes it so effective mm-hmm. and powerful.
Mm-hmm. And people are on their side.
people are on their side.
Depending on which side, what the x-ray shows.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Great.
And the interesting thing is I usually only have to do it once.
Yeah, I get my atlas adjusted once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it holds until somebody until they knock it out. But on average, most people hold their adjustment a year's time.
That's great. We come back more on the Atlas Orthogonal.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is auricular therapy, Dr. Prather?
Auricular therapy is where you're using the ear to make some changes throughout the body. Auricular therapy usually refers to electrical stimulation of the ear. And there can be a huge amount of changes that have occurred. I had a patient who had fibromyalgia, had it for years and years. We had been able to get their system balanced out, but they still had pain. We went to the auricular therapy, and after a week of treatment, the patient had been on three different medications for pain, was able to eliminate them all. It was a life changer. What we're trying to do along those lines is to change the perception of the brain on what's happening into the body. There are times where we can relieve the pain that someone has. In other words, there's an underlying cause for the pain that's actually occurring, and you can eliminate the underlying cause and people can still have pain or disease in different types of areas. Why is that? If you've had pain for a long, long period of time, the pain fibers become very used to sending that pain information even when the offending problem is no longer there. So when we actually look at using auricular therapy is when it's no longer a problem in the area, mm-hmm. but it's actually more of a problem in the brain. So auricular therapy, we're actually thinking more on balancing out, normalizing the electrical impulses of the brain. The brain actually has a holographic image of you inside of there. And the body might have a false image. And
especially if it's been in pain for a while.
Especially if it's been pain and disease for a long period of time. It actually gets used to that. And the brain will actually fight changing that holographic image because it's become used to it. The interesting thing about auricular therapy, people who said, I've tried everything, nothing works at this point, those are usually the people that show up the best for the auricular therapy.
Why is that? Because nothing has really treated the brain, per
because,
se?
Yes, nothing has worked on the imaging of the brain. Mm-hmm. There is no other type of treatment, pharmaceutical, nothing along those lines will treat that imaging of the brain. The ones that have no hope, have been everywhere, tried everything, that's usually when you find auricular therapy very, very dramatic, and you can get some amazing changes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
This week, we're talking about what Dr. Prather calls the most important thing you can do for your health. Atlas Orthogonal, which is a specific upper cervical technique that we use here at the Prather Practice. And if someone's listening out there, Dr. Prather, how do they know if they need an AO adjustment?
That's a really good question. And a lot of people ask about that. Mm-hmm. If you have neck pain, that's an indication. If you have problems going down through the arms, headaches, all those different types of things are indications. But some people need an AO adjustment and don't know it. What we find is that about 80% of the population have their atlas out of place.
Wow. That's a lot. 80%.
It's a lot. Now, it's not 100%. We have people who come in here and who have low back pain and different types of problems, and their atlas is fine. Mm-hmm. But we have people who come in and say, I don't really have any symptoms. I just want to get my atlas checked. We find that that is something that's needed. And if you can get that placed into its proper position, it does improve your health.
I know some people, like I hit my head getting out of the car the other day. I want you to check it. Because
right.
sometimes something as simple as that
sure.
can knock it out.
One of the big goals that we have within the Atlas Orthogonal Program is that everyone is checked to make sure that their atlas is out. In other words, you get your blood pressure checked.
Mm.
You know, you get your regular checks for
your vitals.
Vitals. Mm. You get an EKG on a yearly basis. You do blood work on a yearly basis. You should get your atlas checked at least on a yearly basis, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlas Orthogonal is from babies all the way up until you're in your 90s, right?
Yeah.
And the birth trauma is something that usually sets people up for their atlas to be out.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that started right away and making sure that that's in place is one of the first things that you should do.
And you don't do x-rays on babies or...
Right.
Children, you're able to adjust it.
We're able to do a reflex adjusting on babies because they're so easy to adjust.
Pliable.
Very pliable, and they get really good results. But all the way from babies all the way up to into your 90s, I've had people who were 95, got their atlas adjusted, and saw an immediate difference in their health.
Well, let's talk about that. What benefits can be expected? You say, you know, some people, you felt an immediate response. You
yes.
see people here all
sure.
the time.
When we go through the different checks, the issues that show up that are involved in having your atlas out are many. One of the first things is we just go through and palpate the neck,
mm-hmm.
see what's showing up. If the atlas is out, you're going to have some nerve pressure in through there, and it will be tender. So most of the people, as we are checking it, go, ow, 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 ow.
Mm-hmm.
Ow, ow, ow is a good sign that you probably need an atlas orthogonal. And some of the people didn't even know that their neck was
sore. Is it always ow, 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 3 hours?
Or yeah, always ow, usually 3 hours. Yeah.
You know, ow, ow, ow.
I said, you know, is that hurt? And, you know, everybody who's kind of, you know, because they usually bring in people to kind of watch it, you know, family members and stuff. And the family members kind of laugh and they said, yeah, you could see his face. And yeah, it's...
And you enjoy that, don't you?
I like to find the problem. So we find the problem. It is sore in through there. Always whenever you have your atlas out, there's going to be neurological signs, especially going down the arms. There is going to usually be pressure on the ulnar radial nerve.
But they might not be aware of it.
They may not be aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, some of the times, you know, people feel things going down their arms. That's usually a sign that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even sciatica can be related to the neck.
Interesting.
So
going down the leg.
Yeah, we've adjusted the atlas and immediately a sciatica disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get weakness. There's a weakness that occurs in the hands, which is a very big sign that the atlas is pinched. Also, with pressure on the spinal cord, you get a leg length change in the supine position.
That means you're on your back.
You're on your, yes,
I'm
yes.
using, sorry, lay terms.
Yes, laying down on your back.
Uh-huh, and you check the leg length.
Check the leg length, and if the atlas is out, there's always a discrepancy between the two legs.
Well, what about, like for me, when it's been out, I don't have the nerve pain unless you pulpate, but
yeah,
also
when
I palpate,
I can feel that.
Muscle tightness.
Yes, the body's going to have a lot of protective.
Yeah.
So it's going to go into spasm around the neck, and then there's going to be compensations that occur.
Mm-hmm.
The jaw's going to shift, the skull's going to shift to accommodate that, the low back, the pelvis is going to shift. It's going to raise up higher on one side compared to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that start to occur with that, that for an atlas orthogonus is very easy to pick up, and we can prove it to the patient that that is a problem.
Yeah.
As we do the adjustment, what amazes them is then I go up there, palpate the neck, and they go, oh, you're not pushing as hard.
Yeah, you're not pushing the same place.
Right, right. Are you just fooling me? What are you doing? What? How did that make such a quick difference?
Right.
Because their leg length balances out, the strength in their hands comes back. Immediately, tenderness, the nerve tracing going down into the arms is completely gone. Mm-hmm. You see it as an immediate type of a change, and people are always kind of incredulous. They're like, what?
And what you've done is kind of release that nervous system, would you say?
We
it's
have
kind of
released
like
that
stepping
nervous
on
system.
A hose, and you've released it for that flow of the nervous system.
Sure. It takes about 90 days for the nerves to heal up, because one of the things is Dr. Alfbrig, he was a neurosurgeon over in Sweden, who wrote a very famous book on spinal cord pressure. Mm-hmm. And he's a huge believer in the Atlas orthogonal technique. Matter of fact, he refers from Sweden to a gentleman in New York who's an Atlas orthogonal for most of his patients. Mm-hmm. Because
I think he was the guy on Dr. Oz and Doctors.
Yes. And one of the things that they see on that is excellent neurological. And he did a lot of surgeries, a lot of imaging on that, and found that there's a wasting away. If there's long-term type of atlas misalignment,
yeah,
then you start to get a degeneration of the spinal cord, the lower brainstem, mm, and of the nerves coming out of the cervical spine. And as that degeneration occurs, then there is a tendency towards different types of diseases. Has a huge effect on MS, all the upper motor types of diseases, mm, Parkinson's. It has a huge effect on ALS, all those different types of upper motor type diseases. Mm-hmm. And then it has a huge effect on a lot of the other types of things that are going on. Matter of fact, the Atlas Orthogonal Program is working quite a bit with the head concussion, football, pro football players.
Oh, okay.
So there is an organization that recommends that. Mm-hmm. So most of the head trauma pro football players are getting their care through the Atlas Orthogonal Program at this point.
I'm sure their atlases are a mess.
It is, and there's been very excellent types of changes on some of the more famous people who've, mm-hmm, they actually have come out and said what a huge difference that has made. Mm-hmm. And as very important of any type of concussion injuries, the Atlas Orthogonal Program should be a part of their care.
You know, I'm just thinking about the postural issues and so many people walking with their head forward and what,
yes,
that does with the atlas and the nervous system.
It is something that trying to find that functional position, mm-hmm, in people makes a very, very big difference.
Are follow-up visits necessary?
Follow-up visits are. The atlas orthogonal usually is corrected, that portion of it is corrected usually with one adjustment, but that takes care of the side to side and the rotation. Mm-hmm. But there can also be a forward and backward types of correction that needs to be made. Mm-hmm. You have to get the cervical curve back in, you have to get the head positioning right, and that can take a longer period of time to make that correction.
And then we do corrective exercises too.
Corrective exercise is an important part, okay, acupuncture, all those different types of things are really critical.
I want to make sure that we have time for this question. What improvements have you seen in patients over the years? You've been doing this over 30 years. I'll remind you again.
Sure.
Time flies. So what improvements have you seen?
MS patients are a very big part of what we do. Mm-hmm. That is what almost all of them say makes the biggest difference.
Montel Williams. Yeah.
With his MS, he came out and was on several different shows talking about what a difference that the Atlas Orthogonal Program made for him.
I think he's doing well.
He is doing well, and it's a very important part of his care. We have pretty much a 100% success rate, mm-hmm, with severe headaches because of the Atlas Orthogonal. So we've had some people who've gone around for all over the world trying to get their headaches fixed, and the Atlas Orthogonal is probably one of the most critical aspects of fixing headaches. So we've had people who had headaches for years and years and years, and the only thing that got them under control was the Atlas Orthogonal Program. I had one young lady she was a baton twirler and had an accident as she was twirling the baton.
That it hit her on the head?
And yes, and she wound up in a wheelchair.
Oh my goodness.
And they had a next door neighbor who was a neurosurgeon, so they went and visited him, and he said, well, we're not quite sure what to do. But I do know that there's a chiropractor who's doing some really incredible things, and I'm going to refer you to him. She came in a wheelchair, and she walked out.
Wow.
You know, right after the Atlas Orthogonal adjustment, which
very
was
effective.
Yeah, hugely important.
Thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.